Leitner, is that correct?
How'd you know? That's great.
Just a guess.
Aaron, hi.
Hi, nice to meet you. I'm Aaron. So what brings you to the fair today?
Well, I mean, I got off the tee and I just saw balloons everywhere in Harvard Square, all throughout Harvard Yard, and they were all pointing in this direction. It was amazing. I don't know how we got the wind to basically direct it, but yeah.
That was one of David's tricks, was getting the wind to...
That's incredible. He is amazing. So all the balloons pointed this way. Also, no, I just wanted to see some of the incredible apps, in particular the iPhone apps that a handful of the CS50 students pulled off. And there were some very, very impressive ones. And the fact that some of them were able to learn Objective-C and the whole complicated iPhone SDK on top of everything else they were doing this semester is very... Nice. It's very, very impressive.
Yeah, I heard the iPhone apps were amazing. So what is your role in the whole Harvard computer science scheme?
Well, David is like a son, to be honest. And we've been talking about stuff over the years, but he's really gone way beyond anything that I could have ever imagined. That this is like the David Malin show, starring David Malin.
Yeah, and definitely the students today.
But the students are really shining. It's really great what he pulled off here.
Yeah.
And this is... the only hand I had in this was giving David the idea of having the iPhone app as an option. Everything else is completely his doing.
Well, I'm sure there's some amazing projects today. And
yeah, I've been needling the rest of the CS faculty about what they're going to do now. Like CS51, for example, I can't even imagine what kind of affair they could possibly have that'll compete with this.
Right, a lot of Lisp and things like that.
Are you a TF of the course?
I am. And TFing's been a blast. Actually, this is the first time I've been interviewed. But
let's do a role reversal here.
Yeah. So no, it's been a lot of fun. It's good to be here at the fair.
I just find it incredible that in this economic climate, with there's a hiring freeze at Harvard and all that, David has single-handedly doubled the number of concentrators in computer science.
Yeah.
And how the hell are they going to deal with it all if they can't hire any more faculty? It's really kind of ironic that David has done it at this particular point.
it's really funny. I've spoken to a number of people who said I've never thought about computer science until today, or until seeing what I could actually pull off myself.
So my only reservation is, if every single undergrad on campus now is taking CS50, I'm teaching CS1 in the spring, and I feel like there won't be anybody left for me to teach. So I think I've created a monster here. But that's okay. He deserves it.
I'm sure he's very proud. He calls you a mentor all the time, and...
Tormentor on occasion.
A tormentor. Oh.
So, congratulations, David Malin. So, you did it.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Oh, you want to say it one more time?
I said, congratulations, David Malin. Really. This is fantastic. This is unbelievable. This is like, holy crap. Bye.
Nice. Thank you.